This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. UNT Health Science Center is conducting the first study of a blood test to detect Alzheimer's disease in a primary care setting. Sid O'Brien, executive director of the Institute for Translational Research at UNT Health Science Center in Fort Worth, has put more than a decade into this project. He talked with me about how this compares to the current method of diagnosis.
Patients need to be referred to a specialist, maybe a geriatrician, psychiatrist, neurologist, memory testing by a neuropsychologist, medical exam, obviously, by the physician, blood work, MRI. There is a PET scan now to detect the plaques in the brain, but it's not reimbursed. So it's incredibly expensive and it's research only at the moment. Mm-hmm. It is FDA approved, but normally it takes months and thousands of dollars to get a diagnosis.
And after all of that, do you come up with a definitive diagnosis?
No, you come up with a pretty accurate mm-hmm. diagnosis, but it could be wrong. The only way to make certain is to do that PET scan or a lumbar puncture to know if there's plaques in the amyloid in the brain.
How does this blood test for Alzheimer's work?
So it's incredibly complicated. I've spent 15 years of my life working on this. What we've seen in the cancer field is scientists have found these profiles of different markers that put people at risk and even who can respond to therapy. So we took that approach and applied it to Alzheimer's. And what we've come up with is a profile of markers in the blood mm-hmm. that, if altered and dysfunctional, has over 90% accuracy of telling whether or not someone has Alzheimer's disease. It only costs me right now about $200 to run it. When you consider a full exam, like I described earlier, costs about $1,500 to $3,000. Mm-hmm. The PET scan costs almost $10,000. So a few hundred bucks is what it should cost. My hope is that we can even lower it and get it even cheaper.
Is this the only blood test around for Alzheimer's?
There are about a dozen groups around the world really focusing, trying to get something out there. And we're just excited to be doing the first actual study in primary care.
The trials are focusing what, on older adults? Why that particular age group?
Because right now, after talking to CMS, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, it looks like right now 65 would be the age at which something like this would be used, probably. Obviously, my goal is to go younger because I believe prevention is going to be the long-term key.
And you're looking for what, early onset Alzheimer's?
We've designed this project to look like a primary care doctor would use it. So we don't screen in or out whether or not someone has Alzheimer's disease. The primary care doctor's normal thing would be patient come in and says, "Doc, my memory's bad. Something's going on or something's changing." Then the doctor would say, do they believe it's something that really requires a test? And then if the doctor feels someone believes that the memory complaint is something that needs to be followed up, they refer into the project. And then we do a full exam, including that PET scan I talked about before that right now can't get reimbursed because mm-hmm. it's so expensive. We even do that. So we know definitively when we run people through this study whether or not they have Alzheimer's disease.
But what then? I mean, we right. don't have a cure or a treatment right. for Alzheimer's. So an early diagnosis allows you to do what?
One, most people walking into their primary care doctor's office concerned of memory complaints do not have Alzheimer's disease. So having a blood test that can tell that doctor they're fine, that to me is huge. You know, the thing that I feel is so important for all of us is to be able to make our own decisions. Most people feel better when they know what in the world is going on. They can plan accordingly. They can get the medications we do have. And then they can get connected to all of the resources in the community so that everyone gets help. But the other thing is the way the field's going, they're getting earlier and earlier therapies that are being tested. So I think we need to get the blood test now so that when these other therapies do hit the market the next few years, the primary care docs have a way to deal with it. Alzheimer's disease is, in my opinion, the single biggest medical crisis facing our society. It's cost more than cancer and heart disease combined. And the devastation it causes families, I've seen it firsthand.
This is your grandmother?
It's my grandmother. It was heart-wrenching to watch her go through this, and my patients over the years. We have to do something about this. And I think getting a blood test that's earlier detection, we can get better drugs to go for earlier stage disease. I think we can do it. I really think we can have a time when getting a diagnosis isn't a death sentence anymore. We can do something about it.
Dr. O'Brien, thank you for being with me.
Thank you for your time.